We're all geeked up and really excited for this because we have in studio with us an acting legend, Burton Gilliam, joins us right now. And Burton,
it's okay if I clap too.
Listen at that there. Voice. That voice just, and he's got the smile. He got the million-dollar smile, of course, as always. You've seen Burton in Blazing Saddles and Fletch and Back to the Future Part 3. He was in tons of TV shows, Walton's, Charlie's Angels, Alice, Soap, BJ and the Bear, Dukes of Hazzard.
Heck yeah.
The A-Team, Walker, Texas Ranger. I mean, you've been in so many different things, Burton.
My goodness, y'all know more about me than I knew.
And Giorgio was just talking about how he watched his, which one did you watch? You watched Fletch.
Fletch, yeah, just last night, as a matter of fact.
With your son.
Yeah. It is. We always talk about movies holding up.
And it'll hold up forever.
Yes.
It's a great movie.
And your scene with Chevy Chase and looking at the jet and Fetzer Valve.
Fetzer Valve.
George.
It's down here.
George. And it's all ball bearings.
It's all ball bearings. And doing some stunt flying up there. Yeah.
I always kid him about it.
You know, and when we agreed to do this thing, Chevy himself called my agent, said he wanted me to do this thing, and we made a deal. And my agent, the first thing he did, said, he called me and he said, "You're gonna hate working with this guy. He's got the worst reputation." And I knew he did. It turned out that I loved him.
Really? You caught him on a good day?
Golly, I caught him on a real good day. And he wanted to change this scene that we did. Had to be done in some way, form, or fashion, but he didn't like the way it was written, the way it ties some things together. And so he called me and said, and I'd really never met him. He called me and asked me, this is the day before he did it. He said, "Would you come over and let's look at this scene?" I thought he just wanted to, you know, rehearse it or something.
Yeah.
So I went over for lunch and we went out to his trailer and, he said, "I hate this scene. If we didn't have to have it, but we do have to have it." He said, "Let's you and I do it this way. Let me start right here and let me finish right here. Everything in the middle there, let you and I ad lib."
Wow.
Ooh, you bet. We made that whole scene up and it was really very, very good.
Him mimicking you and everything. And it's awesome.
Oh, he was wonderful.
He had those big fake teeth in, didn't he?
And it's his favorite movie he ever did. And that's part of the reason, you know, he played three or four or five different characters in the thing. He was just wonderful. And every time I see him, well, he's always so, so good to be.
See, I think that says something about you, though. People just, you have that smile on your face. You've always, when we've seen you at events, you're always just so approachable and nice. I think that says something about you that you get along with. Have you ever had an adversary? You get along with everyone, right?
I hope to. I'm doing my best. Yeah. I've had a couple of instances. I worked with a director of the name of, he did Farewell, My Lovely.
Gordo?
No, not Gordo.
No, I was asking you if you knew.
You're asking me about
we'll put Gordo as a placeholder there.
it just happened that we just didn't mesh.
Yeah.
We didn't work well together. Well, he didn't work well with Sylvester Stallone either. Sylvester and I were in this picture called this picture. And Sylvester got fired off the thing. Oh, and I was making more money than he was.
Visiting with Burton Gilliam, who's in studio right now. And we need to promote, we got Woodrow Fest happening, tomorrow, I think it is. Donnie and, Norm are going to be broadcasting out from the golf tournament, right?
Right.
Or is it next Friday?
Next Friday.
This Friday. This coming Friday, which is 2 days from now. And they're auctioning off a chance to play golf with you, Burton, alongside you.
ought to bring in $35, $40. <You know?
laughs> So people can bid at WoodrowFest.com if you want to play golf with the legendary Burton Gilliam. You can do that at WoodrowFest.com. Bid on that because you're raising money for your alma mater. A lot of people probably already know that you went to Woodrow Wilson. You're a local kid and made good in Hollywood, and so you're supporting your alma mater, which is really cool.
That's great.
And as I'm reading these facts about your life, it says here, and I'll let George, you guess. Do you have this in front of you, too?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay. Burton was the first actor to do this in a major motion picture. What was it?
Fart?
That is correct.
Wow. Yeah.
That is correct.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Give him the $100. Yeah, when we did, we actually did that scene right towards the end of my run on the picture of 4.5 weeks.
My Blazing Saddles.
Mel came to me in my trailer and said, I'm going to make you famous today. And I said, how's that? He said, well, you know what we're doing. I said, yeah, and it's going to be funny. He said, it's never been done before. Never been done before. And he said, I want you to be the first, not among the first. I want you to be the first. Awesome.
Boy, and it was loud, too.
I thought Betty Davis did it in one of her.
I have never heard such continuous laughing. Every time, I don't care if you're with a group of 10 people or if you're with a group of 1,000 people or 1,500, you know, when we had the world premiere, that laughter over that what was going on just goes on and on and on.
That's what happens when a campfire scene, you're sitting around eating beans, that happens.
Hey, it ain't my fault. You know?
Do you have a favorite of the films that you've been in?
Yeah.
Like, what's your personal favorite?
There's two of them, and they are the first two I ever did. That would be Paper Moon and Blazing Saddles.
Mm-hmm.
Paper Moon is the finest picture I've ever done. The very first one right out of, and I'd never been in a grade school play. I didn't know what I was doing, but I had a great part and almost got an Academy Award nomination. It was just, you know, I was a fireman in Dallas.
And your brother, I guess, were Highland Park firefighters?
Yeah. He had left Highland Park to go to Richardson. He became the chief out there. I left Highland Park to go to Dallas. So, and we come from, there are 10 people in our family now who have been firemen or still are. There's still a couple of them.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And you got your start in acting. It was when Peter Bogdanovich was in town?
Yeah. In June of 1972, I just saw an article in the Dallas Times Herald.
Mm-hmm. God rest his soul.
God bless their souls. There was an article in the paper that said some guy, Peter Bogdanovich, was going to come to Dallas the next day at the Hilton Inn on the corner of Bonkenbird and 75, and they were going to audition people to be extras in a picture called Paper Moon.
Huh.
And I thought, well, shoot, I might get to see Ryan O'Neill. Says he's going to be there. Well, I go down the next day and finally find a parking spot, and Ryan O'Neill's not there. And I really thought about leaving because there were so many people there. But I stayed, and finally they call my name, and I go in. And, of course, Peter Bogdanovich isn't there, and neither's Ryan O'Neill. So what am I doing here? And the casting director, Gary Chasen from Houston, he said, how long have you been an extra? And I said, I don't even know what an extra does. He said, well, that's what you're here for. And I said, no, I'm here to see Ryan O'Neill. And he said, Well, we talked for a minute. You want to know what I do? And then he said, well, sit down here. I'd like your looks. He said, we are giving away some one-liners in the picture. And why don't you say this one line for me? I said, okay. And he gave me the before and the after of this little scene. And it's a scene where Brian O'Neill is trading his brand-new car that he just bought for an old pickup so he can get away from a sheriff. And I looked at it, and I said, one line that Randy Quaid finally did in the picture. Randy's on screen about 20 seconds. And the line he gives is, make him say calf rope, Leroy. And Leroy is going to have to fight, is going to fight Ryan O'Neill over trading the cars. And Gary Chase says, yeah, that might be something we'd want to look at. Said, Peter will be here in a couple of weeks. Could we call you? And I said, yeah, okay. Couple weeks go by, they call me, I go in, and there's nobody there then. And this is back when Peter was, as they say, with Cybill Shepherd.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, man.
And
it was a huge deal.
Oh, golly.
Was she with him?
Yeah.
So she's with him there?
She was with him right there. Mm. You bet.
You just make her die laughing? She thought you were hilarious?
That's exactly right. And I read for him. And I have four scenes, and they're all great scenes. If you've seen the picture, they're great scenes, and I'm pretty much the star of this.
Yeah, heck yeah, here, Bubba. That's what I like hearing. Yeah. Burton Gilliam with us right now. You are 86 years of age. Is that right?
84.
84.
Yeah, 84. Yeah, I'm waiting to see what 86 brings.
You look
sounds
great,
intriguing.
For yeah, 84. You really do.
I've just gone through in the last couple of months, couple of weeks, couple of years, folks. There's a difference between the three of them. Wow. I've had a little health issue. I had a throat cancer. But we have knocked that out. I went to see, Friday. I had my 6 months checkup with my oncologist, both of them. And they say I'm good to go. And I said, you know, I've always thought that I was going to live to be 100 years old. They said,
yes.
And they said, we see no reason that you won't.
Awesome.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, God.
That had to worry you with the throat cancer with your identifiable voice. I mean, because you do voiceover stuff, too.
And, yes. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. They took out one tonsil and did a bunch of work right across from the tonsil. You know? Gosh, I stayed with the program, and it was the worst, the hardest thing I've ever gone through in my life. I lost 42 pounds. I got up to 216 pounds. I don't need to weigh 216.
Man, I'd love to get down to 216.
Yeah, that's pretty good to me.
Well, because of that, I lost down to 170.
Dang.
I'm now back to 175, and I've kept it there for about the last 8 months, and I'm going to keep it there. I feel as good as I've ever felt.
That's
in my
great.
Life.
Glad you're through all of
you
that.
Bet. And I want to confirm this before you go, Burton. It says here that you once dated Linda Carter, Wonder Woman.
Linda Carter.
Is that true or false?
Yeah, that's pretty true.
Oh, wow. Wow. Massive respect.
Oh, my God.
We were a pair for about 7 months after I moved to Los Angeles. After I did Blazing Saddles, I came back, got all my stuff, and moved back to Los Angeles in June. And I started going with her, I guess, in August.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever put on the outfit?
Yeah. Did you make her wear the bracelets during intent? Or maybe you wore the outfit.
Yeah. Oh, I looked pretty good in her outfit.
Boots and everything.
But I had to do this. I met my wife at a party. I knocked on the door. She opened the door, and I swear, within 3 seconds, I kissed her.
Whoa.
That's not allowed these days.
Don't try that in 2022.
Different time.
I've known you guys 3 minutes. I'm not.
You're not kissing us.
Yeah. But
you've changed the times.
And I kissed her right, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We have been together ever since.
Wow.
That's awesome.
And we've been married. We got 47 coming up in December.
That's great.
I'm a happy guy.
Congrats.
Good for you, Burden.
Okay, so WoodrowFest.com is the website. People can bid on playing golf with you on Friday. Norm and Donnie are going to be out there. We can't thank you enough for coming up here in studio. It's always an honor to see you.
Oh, my gosh. I just love coming up here because there's so many people that I have admired for all these years and that I know have great talent. You know, when you have this kind of talent where you're not afraid to put it out to the other people, it's so good to see how they do that. And I'm, mine is a different kind of putting it out there. Mine's all scripted almost. Well, this isn't, is it? but it's so much fun to be around people who have that much talent where you guys can sit right behind that mic right there. And if you have to, you can talk for 10 hours.
I mean, well, I don't know about that.
One half
seems like a marathon sometimes.
You might have to read the dictionary.
Yeah, it's a filibuster.
He read 50 Shades of Grey one year.
The great Burton Gillis.
Thank you, Burton. Sir. Thank you so much for the nice words.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming up
Gordo's
here.
Gordo's Corner.
Thank you so much.